You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and today my very special guest is Olympia Lapointe. And she was hailed the modern-day hidden figure by People magazine in 2017. Olympia Lapointe is an award-winning rocket scientist and author who is unleashing the brain's power through her rocket science and neuroscience expertise. Lapointe is an internationally recognized leader with math and science fields through her TEDx talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear. Lapointe is the author of books Answer Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power, and Math Phobia, How You Can Overcome Your Math Fears and Become a Rocket Scientist. She helped launch NASA's Endeavour, Discovery, Columbia, and Atlantic space shuttles in a total of 28 missions to space. Lapointe's Mission Control Room, ROSC, seat is an exhibit at the California Science Center in Los Angeles, California. As a modern-day hidden figure, Lapointe won numerous professional excellence awards, including Boeing Professional Excellence Award and Engineer of the Year Modern Day Technology Leader Award from the ages of 21 to 30. Olympia Lapointe was one of the youngest leaders to help launch NASA's Space Shuttle to success. She earned a bachelor's degree and master's degree in mathematics as a notable alumni from California State University, Northridge, and is an alumni from Alexander Hamilton Performing Arts Academy, led by world-renowned producer James Burke. So that is one of the most amazing resumes, I have to say, Olympia, because I have to admit, I don't think I've ever spoken to a rocket scientist. This is something very special for me. And
Thank you.
And I'm so pleased to be able to speak with you. And it's interesting because this program, Heart of Mind, is about consciousness, spirituality, and health. And it's interesting because a lot of people tend to look at what I do as being a little esoteric. And I'm really excited to be able to speak to you about bringing the science of mind into what I might think of, or a lot of people might think of, as kind of an esoteric, far out perspective in terms of healing and finding one's well-being. So I would really like to talk about your book, Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. But before getting to that, I would like to know how it is that you actually became a rocket scientist.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. And I am honored to share my background. And thank you for being excited about interviewing a rocket scientist. I just look at it as just playing with numbers. I was not always the star performer or a great rocket scientist with a wonderful training, but rather I came from the exact opposite. And through my faith and through the ability to understand mathematics and science, I was able to change the course of my entire life. But it wasn't easy, and I went through very extreme situations that I had to really trust, and I'm a spiritual person, I had to trust God. Mm-hmm. How to get through this. And it all started, I was born in Los Angeles here, and we had a single mother that raised four of us by herself, so it was very tough for her financially and physically. And she did the best that she could, given the circumstances. And we were raised in poverty, so we didn't have necessarily food to eat, and it was an extreme pleasure going to school to have a meal and to receive knowledge. And I really appreciated school because I could have both. When I was 6 years old in a first grade classroom, we went on a field trip, and there we went to JPL, a JPL Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. Well, what happened is that when I was 6 years old, I saw the engines of the different planes they had, and then we went into the mission control room, and I told myself I wanted to be just like the men launching rockets, but I didn't recognize at all that the pictures that I saw on the wall were of people who were completely different than myself. Not one picture was of a woman, not one picture was of a person of color, and not one picture was someone that was young. I just knew that I wanted to do that. But I went through very traumatic and painful experiences that I had to walk through and overcome. When I was 8 years old, there was a friend of the family that was a person in that I trusted, and in the middle of the night, I was raped by this one person. And so that sounds like such a horrible thing to say. It's mm-hmm. much more horrible to remember. What my brain did is it had to erase that situation and then bring it back when I could finally handle it. And so I started understanding the power of the brain going through these traumatic situations. And then in my TED Talk that people watch online that is close to 1 million views now, is Reprogramming Brain to Overcome Fear. And there I chart about, I got into an argument with a boy who was a gang member at the age of 10, and I was stabbed in my face. Mm. And so that triggered a lot of trauma that I had to overcome. And in the process of doing that, I started failing all of my classes when my mother put me into the other school, and I started failing algebra and geometry, calculus, and chemistry. And it wasn't until a teacher pulled me aside and helped me understand that I was smart and understand that fear was blocking success. And I had the choice and the decision to let go of the past and move forward.
Well, that is a big thing to say. How were you able to make that kind of a breakthrough? It seems that it could be something that you might have been lost in forever.
I talk about chaos in my book, and chaos is a type of mathematics that represents pure havoc. And sometimes when you experience pure havoc, it's a blessing. And this might sound odd, but it is through studying science, the mathematics, I first began to overcome my own fears. And later on, years later, I found out that studying science was able to reconnect parts of my brain. And I entered the college and studied science, and that was connecting the left side of my brain, which was very logical oriented, and that was great. But at the same time, there were other parts of my brain that needed connection. I needed to connect the right side of my brain, which was very expressive and creative. And then I needed to connect the third side of the brain, which I call out and define in my new book, Answers Unleashed, which is the faith sector of the brain. So I started working as a rocket scientist. I entered college, did well in college, graduated top of the class with a mathematics degree from California State University, Northridge. And then I entered the Boeing Company, where I helped launch 28 missions into space with a great team of people. And when I worked with these brilliant scientists, something amazing happened. I had to understand how the brain works. I brought my own unique view to things, and I was able to successfully help and win multiple awards in that area. But I had the opportunity to see how other genius brains worked, and I was able to understand that people who are genius and people who do great things in the world are able to envision the future before it exists. All these scientists were able to envision this beautiful, beautiful, huge rocket engine before any metal was melted and formed, before any welding was done, before any type of construction was done on this beautiful engine. There were individuals, and specifically one individual, who saw it in a dream before it was actually made. And he led 200 of us to create this magnificent engine off of a dream. And I started understanding and witnessing how brilliant minds operate. In the process of recognizing what I brought to the table and what was unique in what I could do and how I could help the big picture which was Advanced Science Technology, I began to understand the power of the brain and the power of how we see a situation and how that can connect us to being able to can not only connect our brain, but connect us to a life path that would change our lives. And then what really allowed me to understand the power of the brain is that in 2004, when I was working as a scientist, my mother was in a catastrophic accident. And so in that accident, she was a pedestrian, and there was a car that came up on the curve, and she was injured, had suffered a traumatic brain injury, and she was rushed to the hospital, and the doctors spent 10 hours with her in brain surgery. Well, the doctors witnessed two broken vertebrae, and they told us that they were broken vertebrae, and they didn't know she was going to survive the night, and they didn't know what type of brain damage had happened. And for us to just come back the next day and just keep her in prayers. And so we literally did that. We prayed for our mother. And the next day when we came back, I asked for two pictures of her spine to find out what the prognosis was and how much of damage was done to her spine. And when the doctors went back and they did x-rays, there were no sign of broken vertebrae at all.
Wow.
And that was the eye-opening moment that I had that changed the course of my life, which was understanding not only did we have the ability to change our thoughts about ourselves that would propel us forward, but we also have the ability to unleash the genius brain and then have faith in a different outcome, even though it doesn't necessarily exist in front of us yet. And ever since then, I had been helping and have been, thankfully, when people meet my mother, they have no understanding of anything that she's gone through because she's able to walk again and able to talk again. And that was just a blessing because it took her months and months and months to regain just her balance and to be able to speak and remember things. And I remember working with the neurologist and scientist and individuals just trying to figure out how I could help my mother. In the process of helping her, I started a breakthrough with all these different aspects of neuroscience that scientists are just now finding out. Now, I must make this very clear for all the listeners. I am not a classically trained neuroscientist at all, by any means. I do not have a PhD in psychology. I do not have a medical doctorate. But rather, I am a rocket scientist who uses mathematics and science and faith to understand how the brain physically reshapes to remove painful memories so it can unleash its genius potential. Mm. That is my specialty.
And in your book, you have an interesting foreword by a neuroscientist, author Jeffrey M. Schwartz, MD. Can you summarize for people what neuroscience is telling us about the brain?
Yes, thank you so much. Neuroscience is basically the study of brain cells. So neuroscience is the ability to understand how the brain cells change, how they grow back, how they die, how they reshape, how they change form. And so when you look at neuroscience, there's a whole spectrum that goes into this, that goes into psychology. It goes into medicines that people need to take for their brain. It goes into hypnosis. It goes into self-talk. It's a whole entourage of things that fits under the umbrella of neuroscience. And it's understanding how the brain changes and how it can heal. With neuroplasticity, it's a branch of neuroscience. And neuroplasticity means brain cells that change. Neuro is brain cells. Plasticity is being able to change shape. So if you think of a rubber band, how it changes and stretches, that's plasticity, how it can move and shape and reshape based on the exterior forces. Mm-hmm. Well, that type of aspect, which is this self-directed neuroplasticity, being able to take your own thoughts and reshape your own brain so you can heal it.
Wow.
And that's what my book is about.
And that sounds extremely powerful, and I'm really looking forward to getting into the details of your book and the various lesson plans that you have for people. You actually give exercises in here that people can use, and I want you to be able to explain that. But before leaving this idea of you being a rocket science and understanding math and science, I was listening to one of your talks in which you were explaining how the brain functions a lot like space functions. And you were talking about the collision of two black holes and how this was maybe an aha moment for you of understanding how the brain actually works. Could you share something of that with our listeners?
Oh, yes, yes. It actually all that goes back to Einstein's theory. My entire work bridges science, or per Einstein's theory, to faith and energy. And it comes from Einstein. Originally, Einstein was able to propose that energy is equivalent to mass times the speed of light squared. And so when we think of this, we think of major sun energy, when we think of planetary movement, we think of things like that. But with my study of mathematics, I understand that mathematics chaos theory indicates that the space that we know of in the universe and all that, that mimics our brain. So our brain is a miniature cosmos, if you will. Mm-hmm. And if we can understand space, we can understand the brain. So I take Einstein's theory of relativity and apply it to the brain, which is the brain energy, BE, equals MC squared, where brain energy is equivalent to the mass that's formed within the brain times the speed of light squared, where the speed of light is understanding how your brain fires light, as well as your awareness of what parts of your brain literally lights at different time periods of thought.
Hmm.
So the most interesting thing was when two black holes collided in 2016, which was last year. That was the first time scientists ever recognized that gravity actually travels in waves. So Einstein, 100 years before, theorized that gravity traveled in waves, and that was the last piece of his theory of relativity. And what happened is that when two black holes collided, when they collided, gravity then was warped, and this gravitational wave, it's like a radio wave, if you will, or a TV wave or a microwave, but it's far more powerful. It cuts through all time and space, and it goes through dimensions, and it literally reached us here in our solar system, and these are two completely different systems far away. So these gravitational waves pierce through all time and space, as well as when this dark matter collides, that's what it formed. Well, I was able to understand and take that concept and apply it to the brain. We also have dark tar-like mass that happens in our brain. I call it brain brink. And there's neuroscientist Caroline Leaf is a neuroscientist that first speculated that when we go through different painful situations in life, we create these type of electromagnetic fields in our brain that fails to help our brain reshape. And then it was verified through Dr. Anne McGee, which was a neuropathologist, and where she cut open the skulls and in the brains of over 100 NFL players who experienced CTE to understand that the damage of the brain came from concussions. And that was the first proof that what Caroline Leaf was saying was actually accurate. Well, I've taken a step further and recognized that the type of trauma that happens to people isn't just concussions. It could be emotional trauma as well that has the same effect on in individuals. So when someone goes through very difficult, tough situations, they have a chemical reaction that happens in their brain that I call it brain brink. The cortisol is released, there's increased heart rate, the temperature of the body increases, and there's over 1,400 different chemical reactions that happen in the midst of stress. Well, this causes a glue-like happening in the brain that literally sticks the brain together, and if this isn't released from the brain cavity, my theory is that it literally damages the brain because it doesn't allow the brain to reshape. When the brain doesn't reshape, it literally have dark masses in the brain that act as like two black holes. So just like we have gravitational waves that flow out from when two black holes happen and collide in the universe, when we have dark mass in our brain, this brain brink, in addition to the positive light fire that happens, our brain is forced to move, and when it moves, it sends out a brain wave. It is the equivalent to a gravitational wave, but it comes from our brain.
Mm-hmm.
And this gravitational wave that I call is a tria brain, literally pierces through all time and space, and it creates ways for us to find answers when we're in the midst of problems. One example, have you ever been thinking about somebody and then the phone rings and then they call you?
Absolutely.
That is the exact example of a tria brain wave, where someone has something that they're trying to solve. It's like an SOS message that brains have, and people are unconscious that they are creating this. So it's like an SOS message where it's being picked up by individuals and they're being called to action. We have this ability in the middle of difficult situations to send out tria brain waves. And tria brain, if I go back a little bit, tria brain, I define in the book as the three-sided brain. We have a left side of the brain that is very scientific in its operation, very structured and logical. And that's something which I developed for years being a rocket scientist. And then we have the right side of the brain that is very creative and expressive. This is what artists use. This is what speakers use. And this is the part of the brain that I use now doing a public speaking. Mm-hmm. But we also have a center part of the brain. And the center part of the brain connects both the left and right side of the brain together. And also it connects the entire brain to the body through the nervous system. Just like a tree has roots, your brain has roots, and it's the nervous system. But the energy in the nervous system extends. It's not, doesn't just stop at your skin. It actually creates a field around you. And I show this with mathematics.
Mm.
So the field around you carries your thoughts. So your thoughts are not just in your head, per my theory. And it's not in your, just in your head. It can, you can have a thought in a shoulder, and sometimes it will come up as pain. You will have a thought in a foot, where it will make you get up and run towards something. You will have a thought around you that will attract people or repel them from you. So if you and I and all of us are aware of what thoughts we have, we then are able to use the thought to shift the energy in our brain that will shift our life.
Wow. And so this is really what the solutions that you provide in this book, Answers Unleashed, what this is based on. This tria brain theory of relativity, as it's called in the book.
Yes, the tria brain theory of relativity is based on two aspects of science. It's based on Einstein's theory of relativity and understanding how the fastest way information is traveled and spread is through light, and in the brain's case, it's through brain fire, as well as chaos theory mathematics, which indicates that things can have pattern effect in physical spaces as well as pattern effect in how energy travels. And so with these two major components of science, I've put them together to describe not only the physical world of how the brain can reshape in a person's body, but also an energetic world on how the life around a person can change based on their thoughts.
Mm. Well, I'm loving this because it explains something that I have understood intuitively and perhaps spiritually, but could never comprehend scientifically. So can you relate this, what you've just described, to the brain plasticity? How does that feed into the tria brain and chaos theory?
Oh, great. There's only one way that our brain reshapes with in ease. Our brain will reshape a trauma, like trauma, very difficult situations. We're seeing in California the different fires that are happening, and I'm living in California right now. And so we're seeing the fires that are happening, people being extremely stressed by it. We're seeing hurricanes that happen in Puerto Rico and different places across the earth. We're seeing major flooding. This is all chaos. This mm-hmm. is something that people are witnessing. Well, our brains are reshaping right now as we speak, and we're not even aware of it, and it's reshaping based on our beliefs, and it's our hidden belief system that we have. Now, our brain is reshaping right now, but the way that we can reshape it so it's at peace and at ease, and so it actually can fire in a way that will be able to bring us peace and solutions and answers, and not only that, scientific innovation, is if we are aware of our belief system during the middle of a traumatic situation or a chaotic situation. So we literally can take the energy from that situation and reshape our brain. Like, for example, the fires are happening here in California right now. So people are extremely scared. They don't know what's going to happen with their house burning down. And so they have a belief system like, oh, my gosh, everything's going to burn down. So you could have a belief system like, oh, my gosh, the entire area is going to burn down and we can't do anything about it. And or you can have a belief system of, all right, we're going to find out what we can do to be able to provide safety for ourselves and safety for other people. And then we're going to use this situation to be able to help other people in the future or right now. And it is depending on how you see a situation, how you literally can take the energy from the situation and actually use it to reshape your brain. Now, the people that that thought that the house is going to burn down and everything else, they will go out and they will let the 1,400 chemical reactions in the brain take over. They'll go out in the middle of flames and try and hose down the house, and they'll do things that are erratic. They will drive on the freeway with the middle of the flames instead of pulling over to the side, you know, or try and go backwards in the opposite way of traffic because they're allowing the fear to take over.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can use the energy from the situation and go, all right, this energy is handling in a chaotic situation. How can I use my intuition, which is a part of the tree of brain system? How can I use my intuition to guide me to safety? All of us have the ability to use what I call intuition, tree brain intuition, which is the ability to know things before any evidence of it exists. And there's different ways we can do this. And a lot of the people in the spiritual world have knowledge of this, which is understanding what can happen in the future, understanding different feelings that someone's having, being able to look at a situation and see patterns in it. There's a different variety that I share in the book that individuals are naturally able to do with their intuition. But once someone's able to rely on intuition in the midst of a chaotic situation, they then are able, and also researchers have found that praying in the middle of a chaotic situation shuts down every single one of the 1,400 chemical reactions that happen during a stressful situation, and it turns on the frontal brain lobes. And when that turns on the frontal brain lobes, someone is able to use their complete intuition and connect their brain to find the answer at that very moment to not only survive, but to thrive.
Wow. And is there any evidence that meditation has an impact similar to prayer?
Yes. Meditation and prayer are identical, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is understanding that there is a larger flow happening. Per chaos theory mathematics, there's two types of events that can happen. We literally are walking. Two people can be in the exact same place, but they will be in different dimensions
based on their
thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, one person may see the glass half full. The other person may see the glass half empty. They're both physically in the same space, but their view of the world limits their dimensions. So what I'm saying is that when people understand that there's two different flows that happen in the universe, there's a flow towards growth, physical growth, mental growth, spiritual growth, intellectual growth, financial growth. There's different ways of growth. And then there is direction of stall and or non-growth, which is frustration, just pain, disorientation, discouragement. There's two different flows in life. And this happens no matter what. When we choose, when we make a decision that no matter what happens in our life, we decide to acknowledge the flow of the intent of pure growth and the intent towards moving on a purpose that is strictly designed for our life and no one else's. when we make the decision early on and have an intent that my life will be used towards this, the purpose of my existence, I'm going to choose is to be doing this. And most people, for the most part, want to give their gifts to the world so the world can better itself, whatever that gift is. Mm-hmm. When we have an intention towards providing that gift and choosing to be in the beneficial flow of life that will allow us to move forward and grow and heal as an individual, and in turn allow that same energy to come out of us to change our environment, that prayer is a meditation, and meditation is a prayer that allows us to be completely at one with God.
Mm.
And when we choose, decide that there is two different pathways, but we're going to choose the one in which is going to be beneficial for ourselves and others, that is when the brain has the opportunity to reshape, and it takes out that brain bank, and then it begins to restore itself and unleash its power.
Very good. Could you clarify for me that point of the brain brink? And you have a chapter, When Chaos Separates Your Brain, which is what I'm understanding you've just explained. But for people who are tuning in, you just introduced the brain brink. That means at the moment you would be going insane, or the moment in which you choose sanity?
Yeah, dude, thank you so much. My friends and I, we were brainstorming. We were like, what is a good name to make it sound like when you're like, you feel like you're going crazy? So we're like, what is a good name? And we brainstormed, and we came up with the word brain brink.
Mm-hmm.
And what brain brink is like, you know how you're on the brink of something, on the edge?
Yeah.
Well, when your brain separates, your brain separates, and it gets closer and closer and closer to the edge, which is like your skull.
Mm.
It doesn't have room to reshape. It spreads out, and it doesn't have the room to change. So we came up with the word brain brink because we wanted to identify the moment in time where a chaotic situation happens and a person, through their belief system, fails to understand that the chaos is meant to help them rather than harm them. So the brain brink is when someone experiences, and so the brain brink is someone when someone experiences a chaotic situation and the chaos is not digested well within the brain, the true brain of the person, and it then separates the brain into pieces, like what happened when I was 8 years old experiencing the family friend that raped me in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. It is being stabbed in the eye or stabbed very close to the eye and almost losing your eye. It is these type of situations that literally separate your brain.
And how people end up maybe with multiple personalities or loss, you know, losing whole blocks of time in their history?
This brain brink incorporates a whole vast array of psychological issues. And again, I'm a mathematician that is bringing a new concept to the psychological world. Which is disassociation. I truly believe disassociation or multiple personalities is a type of form of when the brain separates, just trying to hold on, just trying to maintain itself, and just trying to do anything possible just to form a reality that someone can actually walk in.
Mm-hmm.
When we understand this as a whole and not place shame on that, but rather recognize this as being able to now go back in time and look at a situation where you can completely remove the trauma and regain a connected brain, I truly believe, this is me, Olympia LaPointe speaking, I truly believe that that will help people and heal different areas that they're going through. And again, this has to be documented with science and to prove this. And I welcome any type of neuroscientist that would like to show this mathematically and scientifically.
Absolutely. But the reason I wanted to bring that up, because here on this radio station, this program, we deal a lot with wellness and health and also empowering people, which is really why I do like your work, is because you're explaining this information and you go on to help people to recover from any number of situations, but also to get to a point of optimizing their brain and their capacity. So I do definitely want to get into that aspect of the work that you do, because it really is quite specific in how it explains what people can do to make a difference, to make a change in their brains. So I would like to invite you to maybe offer people that greater intent to your work and what you hope that people will be able to acquire or learn from this work.
Okay. Here's one example. I have several different exercises in the book that help people become aware of what their thoughts are. And for example, I break down the book into several different parts. I share what chaos theory is meant. Every time we go through a chaotic situation, you have to understand that it's happening for a reason. There's no randomness to it. Whatever you're experiencing at that moment in time, it is for your benefit. But the question is, how will you choose it to make it for that? We all go through experiences that are very just terrible, whatever it is. And each one of us go through our own set. And each person is able to handle something of their own type. But when we are able to look at a situation and look at the benefit of what's happening in a very chaotic situation and look at the light in the situation, when we're able to see that, when we look for the light in the situation, meaning the good part or the part that's beneficial, literally triggers our brain to start firing. It literally triggers our brain to start firing its own light so it can start reshaping itself. I also break down the book into understanding about the faith part of the brain, which is the connections of the brain. The faith sector of the brain is responsible for all the synapses, the dendrites, the connections, the left and the right, that connects the brain to the body, meaning becoming very aware of your physical surroundings inside of yourself and around you is a part of your connections that you have in your body. Mm-hmm. One way that I show this is a very simple example, and I do this in my talk. I just did this at the talk. It was the Your Brain Masterclass I held at California State University Northridge, where I shared this information on the university campus. Within the talk, I had to do this very simple exercise. And so if your listeners, if you could do this, just take your hands together and rub them together. And if you could rub them together for a good 2 or 3 minutes, and obviously we're not going to rub it together that long here on the radio show, but if you can rub your hands together and then separate your hands maybe like 2 or 3 inches away from one another. The tingling that you feel between your hands is literally the energy that is in all of your connections. It's the energy that is completely in your brain. It's the energy that is in your nervous system, which is your brain extending through your body. And it's also the energy around you that carries your thoughts. Now, this energy can be programmed at any time. And some people, when they look between their hands, they can actually see the energy swirling around. It's clear. And some people can feel it. Some people, when they try and push their hands together, they actually feel the density of this energy as mass. It is real. It exists. This is what we have to work with and to program. Our thoughts program energy, and that's what I share with my theory in the book, with the Tree of Brain Theory of Relativity. Our thoughts program any and all energy, and it is most effective on our own energy that within our side of ourselves. Mm-hmm. So when we rub our hands together and we look at the energy in between our hands, we can literally program it. Like, for example, if you're having a horrible day mm-hmm. and you are like, oh, my God, what is happening? You can rub your hands together. You can look between your hands and you can program all of that energy and you can shift it. You can say, I'm programming ease for the rest of the day, programming awareness for the rest of the day, programming understanding and pure love. And literally, you have just pre-programmed that energy inside of your body. What's most fascinating is that energy grows. So if you were to take your hands and literally place them back over your entire body or wipe them around you in a field in front of you, in back of you, and then pull up this energy with your hands on the sides of you and then close it off in front of you and on top of your skull, You've didn't just now reprogram the entire energy completely coming around you, outside of you, and that then goes back into your own nervous system, and it triggers your own brain to start firing differently. So you then start reshaping your brain from the inside out, so you change the energy that comes from you. Mm. That energy that comes from you then will literally start changing your day everywhere that you walk.
I so understand. I happen to be a Qigong teacher, and so I understand energy very well. And you're describing things that I've experienced, maybe without being able to understand it on the same level that you've been describing it. But I've experienced this. It really does work. What's really sort of happening in the back of my mind at this moment, when you were speaking about brain brink and chaos, to me, you were describing our entire culture. You know, when I look on the news, when I look at what's happening in politics, as well as what's happening with natural disasters, I feel that people are, some people are in deep states of chaos and engaging. Some people are in deep states of denial and are sort of retreating from life. And so what's really interesting about your work is that you talk about having this mission of helping yourself and helping others. So how do you see the work that you're doing on a scale that would help people to cope with the life stress right now that just seems so extreme on so many different levels?
Great question. Mm-hmm. Great question. We are all experiencing fear in every shape that can come. We're experiencing fear within governmental choices that are being made. We're experiencing fear in natural disasters that we are watching. We're experiencing fear in type of, we're experiencing fear with just city violence. I mean, the list goes on. What that fear does is it triggers something in our past, whether it be a past experience in our own life, or if some of your listeners believe in past lives, it may be triggering an experience that happened in a past life. So whatever that is triggered, when you experience and watch all of this, this is the opportunity to shift that energy and change it so you can allow it to work for you. When you know that you are experiencing this type of situation where you're not completely focused, I use this analogy. It is like you getting in the car, driving to work, you riding on the freeway with next to cars that are moving 75 miles an hour. You get off the freeway and you just now recognize you're in the parking lot and you don't even remember starting your car or driving. We have all been in a situation like that where we blanked out and we didn't recognize what we were doing until moments later. Whenever that happens to you, you are experiencing brain separation. So all of us, when we see these type of situations, if we are not aware, we will start thinking about the past, start trying to find out ways to be able to change situations from the past, or we may be focused so much on the future that we create a prison for ourselves thinking about what's going to happen, that we do not live in the very now. And the very now is where we keep ourselves safe. The very now is where we create things that are going to help ourselves and other people. And this very present moment is where we create the future that is going to happen. Hmm. When we have this almost obsession with what someone else is doing, what type of thing has happened in our past, or what we think is going to happen in the future, we are taking the power away from our own being and directing it towards somebody else for their use, not ours.
I can see that very well. So what this brings me to mind as well, because it's very complicated when you think in terms of, all right, so we've had these childhood wounds that are playing out in our thoughts and in our brain. As you mentioned, it could be past lives. It could even just be coming to be systematically programmed by watching certain kinds of media or exposing yourself to certain kinds of violence and certain kinds of fear patterns. Once we begin to recognize that our life is a mess, how do we shift this? How do we really take those first steps to, as you say, unleash brain power? You have a lot of chapters here that really tell people how to deal with painful brain memories, how to deal with things like toxins, how to deal with accidents, how to deal with all manner of disconnection. I would really like for people to understand how you're giving them these insights on how to actually empower themselves in this way. What are the steps and stages of that?
I'll give two right now. When we are, no matter where we are, whether we're watching TV or even in church, we have to take every thought captive. We must not automatically assume everything that we receive is the truth, because it's not true for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. For example, if you're watching the news and you see horrible things happening and you see an image of a person and you don't want to see that, and you say, do you know what? And you turn it off. Or you go, do you know what? I don't believe that's true. You literally verbalize what you believe. You could be sitting in your spiritual place of worship. You could be in the synagogue. You could be in your church. You could be in any place. And if there's a statement that you don't agree with, you literally have to say, I don't agree with that. I reject that. I believe in something else.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter. We are all humans, meaning we are all learning. None of us have things together. None of us have the answer. And I'm a spiritual person. I believe science and spirituality are one. Science just represents spiritual principles, and spiritual principles can be explained by science. That's how I believe. I truly believe that none of us have all the answers. We each have a part of the puzzle, and it's our job to bring the puzzle piece to the table. No one else will have your answer for you. It's only you. And when you become connected to God and connected to yourself, well, the answers in your life come. And that's why I named it Answers Only. It's just no one else's answers but yours. And you have the ability to get your own answers, not always go to somebody else.
And in your book, you have a lot of different exercises, things that people can do, even some touch, maybe doing things with your hands, being able to find different ways to tap into that intuition and into that greater knowledge or greater understanding. So to me, it's an incredibly valuable book for people, Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. And our guest is Olympia LaPointe. And do you also offer courses or videos or seminars, teleseminars, anything like that?
We're building that now. That is a great question. This book is so fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually inspired to write this book 2 years ago, but it really came, really, really was inspired to get this writing done last year, doing all of the changes and shifting that people were witnessing. And my team and I are creating the Answers Unleashed seminars that we're touring across the different colleges and campuses, as well as organizations. And we're doing TED-like talks for 1 hour long, explaining about the brain. And we just did it at the California State University in Northridge. There was 400 people that came, sold out show. And I go around explaining this. So I go to organizations, I go to the university institutions, and I go to places to give this lecture about how people can understand how to use their own brain. And then there's a good half an hour to an hour question and answer time period at the end, so people can find out what they can personally do to be able to shift their own situation and unleash their own power, so they're not turning to everyone else, but actually embracing the potential that they have within themselves to create not only the life that they want, but create things that will be able to be beneficial for other people.
Well, that's wonderful. So that means I can continue to speak with you as this whole teaching process is developed and blossoms. So one of the things that also struck me about this work is that it's the kind of work that would be important for people who wouldn't normally have access to this kind of information. I know you have a lot of stuff on the internet, and I think that's one way that people can access it. But I'm wondering if you have any intent or idea about this program being something that homeschoolers could use or that young people can access in a way that they might not otherwise connect with you?
Right now, I'm very thankful. The internet is available for people, and I love creating YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the process of creating a free content on the web. It's kind of like a public broadcasting station, but through our site, answersunleashed.com.
Mm-hmm.
So we're creating this type of educational system available for anybody.
Excellent.
And I'm really a firm believer of that because I didn't have anything growing up financially that would sustain a quality education other than borrowing money to catch the bus to school for 2 hours just to sit with other people. And there was times I didn't even have paper. So recognizing that and creating this type of platform, there's so many people out there who are brilliant, but they just do not have the resources at this very moment because they don't know how to gather them for themselves. So we might be looking at individuals in low income, or we may be looking at individuals that may not be aware of what type of resources they have access to. So I love creating different episodes on my Answers Unleashed podcast that will help people understand how to create a different life for themselves. I also plan to put our masterclass talks. It's called Your Brain Masterclass, Unleash a Genius Mind. And it's the talk based around my book that we just held at California State University, Northridge. That's going to be online for people to view through answersunleashed.com. That will give people an idea and tips, to real life tips, to be able to keep using this. And my intention is to continuously create this platform and this information to give to people, no matter where you are, no matter country you're in, no matter what you're going through, you will have different ways to be able to solve different things, and you'll have an answer that's unleashed for your life. So I'm excited because this is a new platform, and it is so needed now that if we take this a step further, and I have chosen to be the brand person for it. I've chosen to have my face be associated with this work. I truly believe and stand by everything in which I create because it's quality. I only will have information that will be available to people that will help them and nothing else. And so I plan to create this platform, and we're doing it right now, and I'm so happy that your show is a part of this.
And how will people get the book? The best way to get the book?
Great.
Answers
the book
Unleashed.
Is now, mm-hmm. Answers Unleashed. It is actually a self-help neuroscience textbook. So it is written in easy to understand terms, but it's college level material presented in really great terms that everyone can understand. And it's, the science is described in really cool drama between individuals, and it's probably one of the most creative things in science I've ever created. You can find it on Amazon.com. It is downloadable through the Nook, through the Kindle. It is downloadable through Sony e-readers. You can find it on my website, answersunleashed.com, and you can get both the paperback and electronic copy. And it is now, for the month of December, it is on sale for holiday gift. So I definitely recommend that you check it out.
Very well. I'm really happy to have been able to have this time with you. I can only say that for people who want to go deeply into this is to really follow through with that. You know, look at the talks, go to the website, get a copy of the book, and begin this journey. Because from my perspective, you, Olympia, had a journey, and everyone has that journey, but you have some insights that can enhance and help everybody along their way. So I'm grateful and happy to have had this time with you today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your show. And I know an hour long is just is the tip of the iceberg. And I do thank you for everything and all your questions for today.